have the beginning of the Marcus. I want to start with one of the Marcus. It seems somehow to get lost with the other Marcus. That's Marcus Svardea. You find a shinui in the tzura of the tefillah after the Marcus. Some of the Marcus, there is no tefillah afterwards. Just says that it went away and so on. One place, most of the Marcus say a lashon of atira, lemosei atir lecho vayetar vayetru, and that's most of the lashonis. One place it says precious klefayim later on, by Orev I think it says that it was precious klefayim, and finally the one that's by us is chiddush. It says vayitzak, that loshen tzaka. He told them that Moshe Pari spar la lemosei atir lecho, and then but lemaisa when it came. So you have a lashon tefillah which is different in tzaka, and it's interesting, especially since they start out by saying atilcha, and that's the lashon that's used constantly. So why over here is it called tzaka? One nekuda. A second nekuda, it says, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, when he said, "Vayim lemach vayim ki barachol matelik ein kashem lekenu." There was a makas kinim. So when that stopped, there was still kinim in the world. It didn't destroy kinim in the world. Dam remained in the body of people. Orev went back to the jungles, wherever they came from. They were nichras in the world. What was the hava mina that the Tzfardim would be nichas completely? What did he say, rak by your Tishar? There's a chazal over here about the Makkah, an interesting chazal. Tana Rebbe Kiva, there's a shayla in the diuk of the psukim. It says Tzfardea first, and it says Vatal Hat Tzfardea, and then it says Tzfardim. Tana Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe said Tzfardea achas hoiso. There was one Tzfardea, v'yishritzo mila asayat mitzrayim, and she gave birth to all of those, or she split apart or gave birth to all of those in all the other tzvarim. Omler Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Akiva, Malach Eitzel Hagoda. Like, Rabbi Akiva, what's your Shaykhus to Hagoda? You don't know in Yoni Hagoda. Kalei midubur Asecho, it says on the Tzvarim, it's Kalach midubur Asecho. V'lech Eitzel Goyim V'Holos, your strength is a Goyim V'Holos. You really know the Gor Valas. Tzvadeya achasoy, so there was one tzvadeya. V'sorkolehem, it whistled, ubo, and they all came. What was the problem with Rav Akiva's pshat, and what was the Mal Rav Elazar ben Azariah's pshat? I mean, some say this was a nes, and it's not a nes. I mean, it's more of a nes that a tzvadeya whistles and they all come, than they won't give birth to a lot. I don't know, what's the, there's a machloik, is there a blessed eye holds, it shows that Rabbi Kiva Meika doesn't understand the Indian over here. And Bimeli, he has a different pshat, that it's Svadei Achasoyis V'shorkol and Ubo, and it whistled and they came. I mean, the G'day Loilam, they're arguing what? Well, what's the Nakuda that they're arguing? That's the second Nakuda. There is another Indian about Svadei, a strange Lusainus Chazal B'Shvach of Tzfardim, almost modnitas. It's a Zohar and a Medrash in similar ways. It says when David HaMelech said, this is Lashon, it's a Zohar, but the Medrash says it a little bit differently, but when David HaMelech said, Lo Yichosit Oni, so that what? That he comes, that he gets up every night, Chatzos Laila Okum, and Amishabeach Takarish Baruch Hu. So the Sfardea told him, what are you being Mizgoya? Ano Yoimon V'Laila Loi Shechichno Miloima Shirus Ashish Bachos. I don't stop day and night, I don't stop saying Shirus Ashish Takarish Baruch Hu, I'm a Karaka Bishir, and V'Mela, I'm better than you. So David HaMelech Taka said, yes, the Tzfardea is bigger than me. And then Tzfardea said, I was also my Senefesh, and I went into the Bisharoisam and Tanuroisam and so on. That's one Lashon. There's another Lashon, the Lashon somewhere else in Chazal, where it says that David said, Lo Yalach to be those of Niflos, he said it connected to Tzfardea. That the Tzfardea it says when David Amel finishes Tilos and Sishbochois, he was Zochal of Daitoi, he felt stark with himself, and he said, Yibayin Shalom, is there another Bria that knows how to be Meshabeh HaKadosh Baruch like me? So HaKadosh Baruch said, but yeah, a Tzfardea is a much cheshva Baal Shir than you, that he's Mekarka B'Shir, and the Mele David HaMelech said, Lo Yalach to be those of Niflos. It humbled David HaMelech. Where is the Mitzias of Shir in the Tzfardea that's so gewaldig that overshadows David HaMelech? What's the... And the Lashon Taka Mekarka Mephazvis does say about David HaMelech, but it's interesting, Mekarka B'Shir, that the Tzfardea is the one that humbled David HaMelech with the Shiras and his Bachas. There's a Chazal, it's like a Medrash, called Pirkei Shira, where it says all the Shiras that the different animals say. Many of them, I mean, the understanding of those Shira is, they are, not each animal says it with his mouth, but the Metzias of the animal is a Gewissa Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And most of them are fairly understandable in terms of the shvach of the animal. It says a peel, an elephant says, "My Godlo Masach Hashem." There's this, you know, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates bruim gedolim is my Godlo, and so on. Different animals say shir in tune with their characteristic. Each animal is a mitzias that is. Its Metzias speaks of a certain aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and its Metzias is a Shir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Pirkei Shir. Tzfardea, it says, or Tzfardea says, Baruch Shem Kvod Machuso Lolam Vod. So, obviously, it's coming, I mean, the mocker for it is, the Sinyan over here, that they went in with Mesias Nefesh. It says that Hanani Mishal Vazariah wanted, they learned the Kal V'Chomer from Tzfardim. Tzfardim was the Bria that came into the world, and they went into the Tanur on Mesias Nefesh, and they were done a Kal V'Chomer. And the Goyen explains the Kal V'Chomer wasn't at the Shvayiv of the Zara of Mesias Nefesh that you can't learn from a Tzfardim, but they had the ability of Chabi Rega Ad Yavar Zam. They had the ability to hide and not show themselves, so they wouldn't have to be over the Zara. So they wouldn't not be over the Zara, not die of Kiddush Hashem, so they learned the Kal V'Chomer, that's the Grand explained, they learned the Kal V'Chomer from Tzfardea. So Kaponim at Tzfardea was Wamar B'Kvoit Shemayim, and that's why the Shir is Baruch Shem Kvoit Chus Olam L'Kvoit. That's good if there was if Tzfardea has in itself an intrinsic tchuna mitzad its bria of being Moisa Nefesh. If we'd be able to find some Inyan of Mesias Nefesh over there. So, fine, we'd be able to say we understand that the Tzfardea is a Moisa Nefesh-tik animal, and B'melo, that's its Shira. It happened once. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have taken anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have taken turtles. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have taken dogs. There's no reason why it's fired in Bedafka. And the Chmein Orav, he took all the animals and he sent them all over the place. So what's the difference in Arav? I mean, Arav, all the animals went. So it doesn't say they went into the fire, but wherever, if they went in the street, they got run over by a car. There wasn't any special yichud in Tzfardea. Tells us Tzfardea happened to be a particularly annoying animal. But there wasn't a tchuna mitzvah in the Tzfardea. Where's that tchuna? What's the tchuna of Tzfardea mitzad its bria? Pirkei Shira is a perek that's done with nivroyim mitzad the etzem bria. Where's the shir they say? And b'meila, that's we don't see it in the tchun of Tzfardea. We don't have an understanding of tchun of Tzfardea that shadafke shok v'chamayim. So let's understand a little bit about the metzias of the Tzfardea, the maka, and then from that we'll go to that metzias of the Tzfardea. What was the maka of the Tzfardea? How did it express itself? Orav, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mishaleach the Orav. The Lashon is Mishaleach Behem, meaning Rashi says to be Mishasa, to be Megara. It's like when you sick a dog on somebody. If you incite a bear or a lion at somebody, it's a mazik. Bears and lions and all those animals that usually are not minayishuv are mazikim usually. And when you incite them, then you're taking the mazik. They go and they charge, they rip, they bite, they eat, they kick, they do what a mazik does. So Orov was a mazik. Kinim, there's also kinim in the basar. It sucks out the blood. It's mekalkel the basar of a person. It's a mazik be'etzim to the person. That's kinim. The Gemara says that kinim is greater than blindness. All sorts of inyanim that it's a parasite that lives on a person, and its metzias is a mazik be'etzim, and so on all the makris. It's Sfardeya. There wasn't any particular, they weren't mazik. It says that they went into Me'ayim and ate up the Me'ayim, but that seemed to be a side point. The Pasuk doesn't say that. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send them all over. The word is that the ribui itself is goyim de hezik. L'mashal, if I sit with one person in a room, so if the person is a criminal, it's dangerous. He could hit me, he could hurt me, and he could so on. He could steal something. If I'm sitting with a person who's a very fine person, it's wonderful. But if I'm sitting in a small room with 500 people that are wonderful, so there's no space. I can't move, I can't budge, I can't stand. I stand on somebody, I trip on somebody, I fall over, there's no air. Everything, a ribui tends to choke out something. So the metzias of Tzvardeya was an uncontrolled ribui. It was kulei ribui. And b'meila, I sit down, there's three tzvardim sitting there. I get up, there's a tzvardeya in the way of the foot. I eat, there's a tzvardeya there. I sleep, there's a tzvardeya there. The ribui, it's the etzem ribui of the tzvardim that Pashit made life impossible. So it wasn't a mazik mitzad the atzmis tzvardeya. The Atzmus Tzvardeya is not a mazik, and there was no mazik in the Atzmus Tzvardeya, but the ribui of Tzvardim was pushed, it choked everything off. So that means that the metzias if the Tzvardeya was chosen to, if the Tzvardeya was chosen to be an animal that's how it's mazik. So Bal Korchov, that the tchuna of its metzias is ribui. An example, when things, if a person plants something and it grows nicely, that's a siman bracha. If it grows uncontrollably, that becomes a kolol, that becomes weeds. It chokes out other things. Anything that its ribui is beyond its tachlis, beyond its natural metzias of what's there for it and where it's going to and so on, that becomes a mazik. So the ribui of the metzias of a tzvardeya is a ribui without a makom, and we'll explain it soon in what is exactly missing. What determines the thumb is a ribui. There is a lot of grass outside. It's not a problem. But certain things that become misrabe become problematic. It says in the Sfarim that the golus of Mitzrayim mitzad the pnimis hainyan, the lashon, the Arizal was a golus of dibur. Dibur went into golus. That's the lashon. That's why Pesach is lashon Pesach and so on. It was a golus of dibur. A lot of rimozim. I think we once spoke about it. Maybe para oyev, but whatever. The Nekuda that Chazal say is there was a Golos of Dibur. The Pshat in the Golos of Dibur is as follows. A person's Das and Seichel and Havana and Tfisa is the Atzmis Riyadam. That's the person. The Diburim are Telodos of a Seichel. A person thought of something. A person has an idea, a feeling, something worth conveying. He says it out. So the dibur is a toilada of the seichel, of the havana, of the person, of the das of the person. Let's say a person is empty-headed and just talks. That's diburim that are just birburim. They're just completely right. They're just talking. The person, the ribuy of dipurim, when there's a nituk of dipurim from the seichel, it becomes kulei rash. It becomes weeds. And it becomes chisaron. It becomes destructive. It put it there, it says chavivale. Vagisa bayam v'layla, and every dibur and dibur dibata bom, every dibur and dibur of divrei Torah is choshev leinerech. Every dibur of dibur and betelim is beit. It's pusta dibur. When there's a golos of dibur, means the dibur moved away from the seichel. It no longer was a product of seichel and das. It became a weed in its own right. It just began to multiply and became destructive. So the tchuna of Mitzrayim was, for instance, the Lashon Hispoer alai. Hisparus is always boasting. There's always element of dibur more than the seichel. Hispirus is a midah. Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro Hispoer alai. Paro's midah was Hispirus, and he told him, let's see who's the real mispoyer. But the burim that are menutik from the seichel and das are empty, and when it goes into golos, and it becomes annoying. The chazal have lishenis chazal psukim. It says that schoik aksil is kekoil asirim tachasad asir. When a ksil laughs, it grates on your nerves, like when there's a fire, and you put in thin little thorns, they make a very crackling sound, even though there's no substance to it. There's no firewood, there's no substance to it. It makes a lot of noise. So the schreiket ksil is grating because it's kuloi dibur and no seichel and tam to it. Gemara's lashon that istra belegina kis karele. If you put one coin into a pitcher, it makes a lot of noise. In other words, a disproportion of koil to teichin is seen as a dava that is bad, as mazik, as annoying, and so on. The sheirish of it is, in other words, when you have a metzias, where the product, where what comes out does not have to be tied to the sheirish, then you get a metzias of ribui, uncontrollable ribui. For instance, if a person talks only things that he knows, understands, is sure of, knows as a talus, there's a very clear limit to what he can speak. Whatever his seichel came up with. If a person's speech has no shaykhs to seichel, so it's basically endless. As long as he's awake and conscious, the diburim can go on. There's nothing to stop it, because it doesn't have to come from any place. It doesn't have to relate to anything. It doesn't have to be shaykh to anything. So diburim are bleak vul. The metzias of ribui, where without sheirish, is diburim without seichel. So there's a metzias of those things that become a ribui. For instance, those in Yanim, the more a Balchai has a shaykhus to its young, the more it has a metzias of taking care of it, the more it has a metzias of lesser offspring. So mammals or birds have a certain number of offspring, and they have to take care of them and so on, raise them. Shrotzim, a mashritz blikvul, and fish, shrotzim, because it's not, it has no shaykh to them. It's not their children, they're mashritz. So hashrotz is uncontrollable. But the kesher, how much the thing is coming from the person himself, from the bria itself, and how much of a ribui is directly related. So a human being is called kuloi, the children are his, and he raises children, and they're coming from a koyach pnimi, the person. So there's a limit on it. the other end, Shrotim or Mashritz Bligvul, because it's nothing. It's a meaningless. It's a meaningless act. It's not at all related to a sheirish mitzvah. The parents. Parents is a biological product, a biological goyim, but it's nothing else. Not a parent in any sense of the word. So you have the relationship between the peiris and the sheirish. The mitzvahs of ribui klapi miut depends on how much it's tied to it and so on. And we said a ribui that comes without any mitzvahs, a ribui that comes without any sheirish, a teitzor that comes without sheirish, becomes ribui and it becomes a mazik. You have, for instance, it says that the Rashi says, "What was the inyan of tzpardeya?" He says, "Darkash al-Muhammad." The first thing is, do you cut off the person's water supply? The second thing is, you bring a heavy rash against the person, against the nation. It's strange. I mean, the rash itself is nothing. He says you bang on big drums and blow horns and make a lot of noise, but it's not backed by anything. So Rashi is telling us that in to be mazik, a koil, even if it's not backed by anything, it's still a mazik. Rashi is pinpointing the rash itself is a mazik, and it's mitachsise amulchama to frighten the person, overwhelm the person, annoy the person, wear down the person. Just like a person knows when there's a high noise level around, it tends to irritate a person. The person begins to become worn out. Because there's a fatigue from a high noise level. Because anything that's, the ribui itself, it's because it's empty. Now, if a person listens to something he likes, whether it's music, whether it's diburim, or whatever it is, the person, so the noise doesn't annoy the person. But if a person just hears noise, it's annoying. Because a person is built to reject things that are just noise without sheirish. And b'meila midarke hamazik hahezik is kirkurim, without any toichen to it, that is a mazik. So b'meila the kirkur of the tzfardim, and the ribui of the tzfardim and the kirkur of the tzfardim were the etzem mitzias of them as a mazik. And b'meila the mitzias of those two inyanim were the mazikim. Let's go back to the Chazal. The first thing is the machlokes of Rav Kiva and Rav Lozman Azariah. Rav Akiva said, where did they get so many tzfarim? Where's the ribui of tzfarim? So he says, vayishritzu, that they were moilit a lot. Rav Lozman Azariah, who was I guess the murder shmaitz of Agadita, said, no. That's also a shtickel toichen. The hashrotz and ilada that comes from within the sheretz is a shtickel ilada, and that's not the real. You didn't tap on the real klola, the real maka of tzvardeya. The real maka tzvardeya is that the ribui is also a fake ribui. He whistles and lot come. The pshat is it's an ungekalibne from outside. It's not the pshat that something is moilad. Any hoilad is something is minei obey. Blowing the whistle is, if you hear the lashon of Chazal, the pshat is it's kol kulei koilus. A hoilad is some sort of effort mibifnim. A blowing the whistle is the pshat that it's they're all echoes of the first koil. You don't even get it. The ribui itself is kol kulei sheker, because all it is just a kibbutz of a lot of tzfardim, and the kibbutz comes through a masreika. It's nothing. It's koile koile koilus. Nothing but koilus. There's no teichen to it. So the makat tzfardim itself was kol kulei. The chitzonius was bred by chitzonius. It was all kirkurim. There wasn't any shemitz of pnimis to it. Of teichen to it. The bakosha that we said we pointed out the shinu the bakosha as follows. Vayetar means to ask someone for something. It means to be mispalel. The word is to ask someone to bestow something upon you. to be martyr on somebody is a lotion. There is the ability to it's you ask somebody for a favor. When you come to somebody and ask for a favor, you ask yourself, what does that person want to hear? This person likes this type of opinion in such a way. Let me phrase something and say something to get it across. And so on. Most Lashonis would feel like that. Tzaka is the pshat where my etzem mitzias comes out because I feel hurt, wounded, upset, pain. A skillful bakasha depends on the koyach hadibur. It depends on how well I put my phrases, how I say it, how I bring it out to the person, how I'm matim diburai, would attest, how I explain myself. That's the koyach of HaTorah. The koyach of tzaka lies in how genuine the tzaka is mikirbi. If someone comes to me with good tainus, even if I think the person's not sincere, but I say to myself, listen, but he's right. I know it's not doing it to Shmuel, and I know it's this, not that. But I can't budge his tainus, and you know, I have to give in. If a person comes without good tainus, but he's sort of expressing how terribly hurt he is in sorrow and in pain, and he wants me to merachem on it. So the measure of how of my response will be based on how emes it is, how much of it is becoming mitoich pnim yusoy, and how much of it is mitoich dibura, but not mitoich pnim yusoy. Somebody that cries false tears doesn't it turns me off. If I feel somebody's tsar or tsar is really coming from pnim, that's when I'm responding. So the response to get rid of the tzfadea was tzaka. The same lashon like Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim had forgotten Torah's dibur of Vayetar was gone from them. They were missing it. The Vayizaku, the tzaka Takarish Baruch Hu, is what was left was a real if it came in Umka Deliba, a real expression of tzar and tzara. That's where it was affected. So that was the inyan of the makar of Tzfadeya, was that Mitzrayim was a makarim where the chitzonis was benutik from the pnimius. In koyachas hanefesh, it's where the dibur is benutik from the person, from the das seichel of the person, and it becomes dibur in balma. That becomes a mazik in its own right. It because then the dibur becomes ribu of diburim. It becomes schoik aksil. It becomes the kishkish of the ister of the lagina. And the kirkur of the tzfardim is the rash of emptiness. It's a rash that has no sherish and no mocker and no siba and no tam. Rashim. That's all. Let's go to the second nekuda. Where is the makrim that it has a mila? That's Fadea says Shira Takarish Baruch Hu. And the Shira that's Fadea is Rizik. The Gemara says, Marsukah, it says that it speaks about Tilim, about the first breaking Tilim, that the tzaddikim is the period in Be'itoi and Olei Lo'yibol, all the inyanim, that it's like H Sosol Apagin Mayim, it's like a tree planted on waters, and everything, it flourishes and flows and so on and so forth. And one of the things it says, Voleu Lo'yibol, and the leaves don't wilt. So Chazal say, what's Voleu Lo'yibol, the Gemara says? That means that somebody that's mechuber, so the peiris and the trunk and the tree, that's the guf of the ilim, and that's pashut, that it's moli chiyus and tam. But the alim, which seem to be minutik from the sherish, are betzim not minutik from the sherish. Even the alim, the leaves, which are the b'china chitzainis of the ilim, the leaves are the mesachech, they protect, they shade, that the chitzonius of the ilon is the alim, Valeilo Yibol, because since a Talmud Chacham is Mechuber through and through, there is no such thing as a Dover Reik. And even Sichas Chulin doesn't become Dvarim Betalim. And Amoritz, it's Dvarim Betalim, and Talmud Chacham is Sichas Chulin. And Fakert, it needs Talmud because the Nekudas Achiyus is buried a little deeper. But it, inside itself, it's Moshe Chiyus because it's laying on a river. And that's where it's getting its mitzvahs from. That means there is a darga where if somebody is kol kuloi mushosh, if somebody is kol kuloi soaked through and through with taichit, so there is no such thing as dvarim betalim, even if the person does not make a conscientious effort. You find in Chazal a lot of times, somebody said over a dover, an unimportant thing, b'shem rabbi. In other words, what's Erev Tavshilin? They said Silke Vorza because Loshen Rabbi. There wasn't any Chiddush Halacha that he could think of, and he didn't think his Rabbi was Makbid either because it was a Chiddush. Or else it's Pashat, you have to say it, because if his Rabbi said that, Dafka, then that's the Halacha. But if his Rabbi said it, there are no Diburim B'Telim in the Kayim of a Talmud Chacham. And whenever Talmud Chacham opens his mouth, what comes from him is Diburim of Tam, of Chachma, even if he didn't craft it with his das and his seichel, but since his kol kuli mechuba, there's no mokoim for dove bottle to come from. So we have a second darga where if somebody's kol kuli sheirish, somebody's kol kuli dovuk, then there is no mitzias of dvarim betalim, and fakat the ribu diburim will all come. The ribu diburim, each one is productive. Whatever he does is productive. Just like a person who's extremely, just like a person, let's say, who's not especially artistically gifted. So he can make a painting, but he has to think about it. He has to think what colors he'll use, what lines, how he'll present it, and so on. A person who's very, very artistically gifted, when he sets up his room, it's got a certain surety. He automatically clicks. If he put the brown thing here and the yellow thing there, even if he didn't know what he was doing, even if he was just putting things away, but since he is so permeated with sense of aesthetics, he puts everything in its right place. He puts colors in the right place, and shapes, and so on and so forth. A Talmud Chacham is the pshat. His Dipurim have taken themselves because they come from Talmud Chacham. So that means that there's a second darg in the Bria that it automatically, its mitzias flows into dvarim of teichen, of tam, of toiv. The mitzias of it, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech. The kirkur of the tzfardea is that the kirkur tzfardea is the reason why it doesn't keep quiet ever is because the Bria is always singing Shir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first target is look around and notice a person who is not especially gifted in writing or in poetry. So he has to think about what he wants to say, how he's going to express it, and what the Purim is going to use. And when he writes something offhand, it doesn't sound particularly nice, and it doesn't particularly well express what he wants to express. A person who's extremely poetic, he's an extraordinary Baal Regesh, a person who's very observant and sees everything around him, so the person is always expressing his bilos or Regesh or whatever. There's a mitzias of the Bria Lamata that when the Bria opens its mouth, then it's saying Shira. The Bria is always saying Shira. If there's always Ashkoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there should be a mitzias where there's a constant Olei Olo Yibol, there's a constant Kirkur of Shira. That is the mitzias of the Tzfardea. The fact that Tzfardea is always talking, because in the Bria Metukenes, in the Bria Mitis, then Shira is something that when the Bria opens its mouth, Shira comes from it. So it's true that the Bria is behesta, and a lot of it doesn't express itself that way. So Roiv Rubam of the Nivroyim have to find a particular Nekuda to say Shira with. Each barrier has to say Shira with Gevissa Knech. The Bria of Tzvardeya is that there's one Mokrim in the Bria that it's non-stop Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Bria is a Shira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even if not thinking about it, a person should be expressing. Just like if a person is in love with someone, so he expresses the chiba, even subconsciously. If the bria, in an akuda, the bria that's mushrosh, it should always be expressing shiras shpachas. So that's what the Tzvardeya told David HaMelech. David HaMelech says, I'm so eager to say shira, I get up chatzos laila. That means, but there's a hini mukhurim zuma to say shira. I have to get up and say it. The metzias of the Tzvardeya says the Bria be'etzim is always saying Shira, and I'm not the Yitzur that's saying. The Kvod Shemayim, it says the Rishonim say and the Mefarshim say, the Kvod Shemayim of the Tzvardeya was. Let's take an example. Let's say a person, normally a room is dry. If you pour water out, the room will get wet. You pour a lot of water, it'll get flooded. But it's, so a ribuy of water, for instance, is destructive. It'll flood the room. But the water will always flow in a certain way. It'll go from a higher place to a lower place. It'll pool up in a place where there's a hole. The water, even the ribuy, flows itself in a certain mahalach of what's natural for it. The spashas of ribui, the water will first go to the low places, then go to the high places. The ribui itself, because it's blind, because there's no input in the ribui, it'll go in a certain way. For instance, let's say in a certain tchuna, we have to test somebody who's particularly gifted. So we have to test, find out who's the one that's particularly smart, musical, artistic, whatever. A person who has chen, it's not the pshat that you have to sit down and test it. You see naturally people gravitate to him. So it's the pshat ke'ilu, the tivius advarim is that people are nimshach after him. That expression that the bria is nimshach after HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kvod shemayim, the tzfardim, it's not the pshat at tzfardim scratched his head and said, where can I be Kvod Shemayim now? Where can I do great Mesiras Nefesh? And he went, and this one said, burning in the oven is great Mesiras Nefesh. The wave of Tzfardim found their natural place in the Tanur. It wasn't, if I care, the Tzfardeya is not a bar das. The Tzfardeya is kol kuloi ispashtos without das, but the natural ispashtos of the Bria b'tikunoi is Kvod Shemayim. So if the Kvod Shemayim, the natural flow of the Tzfardim was into the Tanur, because that's the natural Mahalach of Kvod Shemayim. So the Tzfardeya says, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei Lolem Voed. It's extraordinary. Yichud of Shemayim Yisrael Hashem Akir Shem Echad is dafke bedaas ubekavona, because the Bria is oimed bedaas ubekavona, the mitzvos of the Borei, and that's how it presents itself. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei is the Bria itself, mitzad its nature, is like the Oleo Leibel of a Talmud Chacham. Because it's Mushrash in the Sheirish, and it's Dovuk in the Palgimayim, so it sprouts naturally Kvod Shemayim. So the Tzvardeya, that's the Hisgalmus of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei, where it flows into Kvod Shemayim. So it's going into Tanur is not because they made a decision. It wasn't a darg of a decision. It was extremely natural, because when there's a ribui of Tzvardim, then it flows with Tzvardim where ribui should flow. And where does it flow? It flows into Kvod Shemayim. That was the darg of Tzvardim. And that's what he said, Rak by your to Sharno. The mokrim where there's ribui is in Mayim. Anything that's on Mayim is Misrav, like the tree, the H Shosol Palgimayim. The water, the Dogim Apurim Viravim. The metzias of ribui in the world is on Mayim. The Tzvardeya is an animal that's caught between Yam and Yabosha. It's got tchunis of mayim, but it has a mokum yabosh as well. So there was a spashtus of that bria onto the world with tzfardim, and then Moshe said it'll stay in the yur. In the yur, there still is that mitzvah of ribu. Kol shem mayim rabim, the kol shem mayim, mayim rabim. The Mayim carries itself the Mitzias of Ribui, and it carries in itself the Mitzias of this type of Ribui. So it stayed somewhere in the Bria, but the Spashtus into the rest of the Bria didn't take place. Ntzina Lemedim, for us at least, there is two dargis in a person's development. The first darga is, and that's what's negiah to us be'ikr, is that things that are v'chitzonius, things that exist as chitzonistic expressions, don't portray pnimius, and they're annoying. Whether anything that's a chitzonistic islavus expression, so sometimes it's important to start person. If a person has a kavani, you start shaking by davening. That's mo'irat kavani. That's good. A person not in the mood to learn. But he sits down, he learns b'koil, and he gets animated into it. That's the right thing to do. That's the b'china of chitzonius bar zapnimius. But by and large, whether it's in frumkeit or in davening or learning or anything, a person is marba things that have no teichen, they become annoying. That's a marker of tzfardea. It's a marker of where there's a ribui that's called kol chitzonius, and because it's chitzonius, it's misrab and nishratz. Doesn't have teichen to it, and b'meila it's a thing that's a mazik. A ribuy of things that are meaningless or not genuine is a mazik. And again, sometimes you have to use it. A lot of times the person has to use it, but as a klolistik of mahalach, if that's what the person is, then it's called a klola. But there's a second darga. If people will zeich to see an adam gadol, what is impressive in it is, what makes a roshim is that everything, when a person is kol kuloi, when a person is davuk, when a person is immersed in it and saturated with it, so all of his tenuas, when a person gives a krecht, it's because he felt a tsar. When a person hears of something, he somebody having a tsara, his reaction is a reaction of kedusha. It's a pnimistic reaction. So even the things that he says, the way he says, how he speaks, what he says, how he jokes around, everything, all that whole mesechtes of chitzonius, of anoshim, of anokim, was kvod shemayim, and it's a darga. Kvod shemayim is not, as long as it has to be done consciously, it's still lacking the darga. The emes of mitzias is the krecht, the tear, the sichas chulin, everything of godless was kol kuloi toichen. So there's a second darga. Tzfardea, and it's when a tzfardea is shaloike tikunoi, it's kulei klola, and all of that chitzonius becomes it's a weed that chokes out anything of real growth. When a person becomes, the more a person, it's not when, like we always speak, big matrega is not the pshat when, because we know that that's not going to be a when for us. Very few people anticipate becoming gedolim that darga. But it doesn't happen like that. It's not the pshat a person goes all the way and then he starts a new darga. In different inyanim, for a person who has a genuineness about feeling for other people, he thinks about other people, so his spontaneous reaction becomes like that. A person who's got a feeling for kedusha, and a person works on it, so his spontaneous reaction to something, whether distaste or attraction, has in itself the touch of that tragic dusha. A person who's a bal seichel, bal sichlin, his immediate reaction to a shaila, to a nekuda, has in itself that teich. So when a person is zeichet to be mashish himself and become dovek in a nekuda, in a certain nekuda, in a chelik of nekuda, whatever it is that a person is meant to do and can do, then even his ribui, even his chitzonistic actions become kol kula yashira of varshem ben mochusim.